Why the fuck you care about a hoe's opinion, bro? Like, they don't matter. It's just a girl, bro. Okay. No, genuinely. Why would you care about a random hoe at a bar? Why do you care what she thinks about you?
First of all, why she gotta be a hoe, bro?
Because she's fucking on the first night and you don't know her. She's a hoe. Move past the offensiveness. I'll take the heat. Cancel me. Fine. You meet a random hoe at a bar.
Okay.
Why do you care about her opinion? Why can't you just fuck her like a hoe she is?
When I was fully single, I had. So
why can't you do that in a relationship?
Because I've already have emotional ties with one girl. There's emotions involved in sex when you're in a relationship.
When you jerk off, there's no emotions. You're just jerking off to porn.
And that's fine.
So why can't...
I think that's fine.
So what's the difference between and a hoe?
Because that's a whole nother human being, bro.
No, it's not a human being. It's a hoe.
Okay, that is okay.
It's a hoe, bro. Okay, yo, disclaimer. For her friends and family and stuff like that, I love her. This is not about anyone in particular. This is all satire.
We got Sneaker on the Down Bad podcast today, and we got a very down bad setup. But, you know, this is just temporary. You know, I'm traveling a little bit. Came back to New York. You talk a lot about your relationship problems online. Very open about all your relationships.
Yeah.
And you have a reputation for, you know, doing things open.
For cheating, yeah.
Okay.
I have a reputation for cheating.
I think... Why are you rolling your eyes? Like, let me finish.
Yeah, I'll get your number. I don't got no type. Bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
And
should we shake hands?
I feel like
saying good handshake to start. You see that? That could be a thumbnail. Okay, good. That was good.
So, cheating over relationships, but it works for you, or does it?
I'm happy. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, mostly. You still have problems in the relationship, but yeah, what do you mean it works for me? It works how?
Okay, so we're gonna get into it, right? So people know you as a toxic king, right? So I'm here today to convert you, teach you to have a healthy relationship.
Right? Okay, have you had a healthy relationship?
I would say so.
What's the difference between your healthy relationship and my healthy
relationship? Yeah, I don't cheat.
Okay, why does that make it healthy?
Because I feel like that's where a lot of the arguments stem from, no?
So you didn't argue in your relationship?
No, I did.
Okay, so you're still arguing, right? What makes my relationship unhealthy compared to yours?
Because it's just
you're arguing
it's
about
more
something
arguments.
Else?
Yeah, I mean, it's arguing, but less intense. I feel like the ones about, you know, you cheating, it's, you know, those are some pretty big arguments, right?
Yeah.
I don't have, like, yelling, fist fight. Not fist fight.
But then
like,
I wouldn't be happy. Then she would be running the relationship. The man has to lead the relationship.
I agree with that. But you don't have to go out of the relationship, do open relationships to be able to lead the relationship.
Yeah, I do, personally. You know why I think your relationship is unhealthy and mine is healthy? Because, okay, do you like pussy?
Of course.
Top five things in life, right?
Of course.
Why would you only want one? You don't, right?
No. I do.
In a relationship, you're doing it out of consideration for her feelings, not because it's something that you innately want. You actually want to fuck other pussy, and you could.
Actually, I don't.
Come on, bro. What are you talking about? Why would you watch porn when you're in a relationship? Yes. Yes.
Occasionally,
but
right?
So that is wanting other pussy. So you want other pussy, and you're not doing it. Why? Out of consideration for her feelings. In my opinion, that's a more unhealthy relationship because that's a relationship based in bullshit. Because you're lying and doing what girls do. Girls only want one. When they have a sense of loyalty, like the most they have to offer is their body. So their commitment to you is, here's my body. Men are what we provide in a relationship is everything else. Bro, you've been doing YouTube for a long time. You have money. You're like, you built a personality. You know how to have game.
It's not just...
Okay, bro, what do girls have more to offer than
bro,
money?
Bro, it's, you know... It's
what's comfort, better than a pussy? Is comfort better than a pussy?
Is comfort... Is
you're going to get him off the point. Is comfort better than a pussy?
No, the best
thing she has to offer is pussy. That's why she's committing to you, and like she feels
that's their
love. So your relationship, yeah, it is. There's nothing better. Bro, what else do women have to offer better than pussy, bro?
What
you
else?
Can't comfort?
Yeah,
bro, we can sit on a couch and be comfortable, bro. I don't need you to be comfortable. Fuck out of here.
It's a girl. Her feminine energy is just comfortable. It's nice to go back home, talk to her, and she's like, oh baby,
you like talking to her more than fucking her.
No. Can I like both equally?
No, because you're bullshitting right now. You're lying because you're in a relationship saying the girl shit that she wants to hear. You know that's not true. Pussy's the best thing they got. And my point is, that's an unhealthy relationship because it's the idea of the relationship is based in bullshit. You want other girls, and you're lying saying like, it's because I love you, when really you just don't want to hurt her feelings. When you could talk it out. You could talk a girl through it. Here, let me explain my philosophy. I like other pussy. Just because I love you doesn't mean that me fucking another bitch affects my love towards you. You should need to understand that. That's a more healthy relationship because that's a level of honesty that I have that most relationships don't. In my opinion, most relationships are founded in a level of bullshit.
Let's rewind the clock back to when you were doing, just, you know, crushing on one girl. At some point you were, right?
Yeah.
When was that? High school, college?
Even my relationship before the one I'm in now, yeah. Like I was dating this girl for like a couple, like 6 months, something like that.
Yeah.
It was during quarantine. So we were living together, spending all day, every day together.
Yeah.
So I didn't really like think about it OD, but no, I definitely wanted to fuck other girls with her. And I was monogamous for the most part.
What, now did you enter that relationship knowing that like, okay, I'm gonna be
more... No, I wanted to keep it open as long as possible. And then,
okay, let's rewind even before that. Right? Even before, like...
Yeah, I had a monogamous relationship before that. Yeah, completely. Okay. I didn't realize that I wanted... No. But I still... You know what I kept thinking during those relationships? Like, damn, bro. Like, she used to go to another college. And I'm like, I'd be at parties. Like, I could... The reason I'm not doing it is because I don't want to hurt her feelings. Not because I want sex.
Right.
It's not because of anything me. It's her.
Why is that so wrong? It's a compromise.
Because that's not feelings. A valid enough reason for me. I don't want to compromise anything for your feelings, especially if it's based in bullshit. Because what? your feelings, it's a fear that you're going to like someone more than her. And that's stupid, because to us, it's just pussy. It doesn't mean like your value and do you like her more? It's just pussy. So if I'm not going to compromise my feelings for bullshit.
So pussy strictly for you is just for long distance purposes. Like if you're away from her, all right, I could get some side pussy. Like,
bro, if she's in the bathroom, I could have side pussy. Oh my God. If she's like, it's pussy, bro. I don't care. Do you care? Like, do you need to care about a woman to fuck her? No. Do you need to care about a woman to jerk off?
To some extent, for me at least, I need some type of like emotional connection.
Why?
Because it gets my dick up. Better, faster.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
For, you haven't for fucked me, a girl you hated?
No.
You haven't fucked a whore? Like, this fucking whore, ugh.
No.
She's disgusting.
Nah.
Like, come on.
You
fuck her better when you hate her, bro.
No, actually, no. If it's like some breakup, like post-breakup
sex. Yeah, because you hate her a little bit.
Yes.
Like, don't you start putting in work a little bit different?
Yes.
Yes. When you do that relationship, I love you sex.
I love you, baby.
But that's a vibe, too. It is a vibe, but it's not better, bro. They want to be fucked like whores. They want to have their hair pulled, be fucked in the kitchen.
Yeah, and I could do all of that, right? Across the board.
Okay, you don't need an emotional connection to do that. You don't. That's your illusion, bro. You're falling for their bullshit.
No. But that's comfort. I've already built the comfort of being naked around her, right? If it's just some stranger, it's just a little weird. It's a little, I don't know you, bro.
What? Why does that matter?
Huh? Because I've already built like...
No, but why does it matter if they don't know you?
Why does it matter for me?
If she doesn't know you, yeah, why does that matter to you?
I don't know, bro. I look
you have
at my
no reason.
Dick.
You're not giving
me
a reason.
I'm looking at my... No, because this is from personal experience, all right? Post-breakup, my last ex, I did try to hook up with somebody. You know, right after the breakup, and then I couldn't get it up.
You realize that's not.
I think it's just like emotionally, some men are just built different.
Nah, bro, you were just like
you can't say that.
You know, you were just got out of a relationship. You were confused and sad, and still you probably still had feelings for your girl. It had nothing to do. Don't believe that that's gonna affect pussy forever. That's just like the moment that happened. But if you can jerk off like how many times you jerk off a week? Six, seven,
four.
Five. Why can't that be a pussy?
Because it's like human interaction. You have to confront somebody. Right? Whereas porn, you could, you know, you open up your laptop, you're comfortable
okay,
with the process.
You're afraid of the confrontation?
Not even the confrontation, but you have to build rapport with a whole nother person. Human interactions are awkward. When you're meeting a stranger, it's
you know
awkward.
What it is? It's only awkward if you care about her opinion. Why the fuck you care about a hoe's opinion, bro? Like, they don't matter. It's just a girl, bro. No, genuinely. Why would you care about a random hoe at a bar? Why do you care what she thinks about you?
First of all, why she gotta be a hoe, bro?
Because she's fucking on the first night and you don't know her. She's a hoe. Move past the offensiveness. I'll take the heat. Cancel me. Fine. You meet a random hoe at a bar.
Okay.
Why do you care about her opinion? Why can't you just fuck her like a hoe she is?
When I was fully single, I had. So
why can't you do that in a relationship?
Because I've already had emotional ties with one girl. There's emotions involved in sex when you're in a relationship.
When you jerk off, there's no emotions. You're just jerking off to porn.
And that's fine.
So why can't...
I think that's fine.
So what's the difference between that and a hoe?
Because that's a whole nother human being, bro.
No, it's not a human being. It's a hoe.
Okay, that is okay.
It's a hoe, bro. Okay, it's a human being, fine. But like, explain to me why her opinion matters to you.
My girl's opinion?
No,
of course.
Why does the whole opinion matter?
It doesn't when I'm out of a relationship.
Why does it matter when you're in a relationship?
Because now I have to take my girl's consideration.
No, you don't. See, that's the reason. Don't you see it? Don't you see what you're literally agreeing with me? It's not because I have anything with you or the hoe. It's your girlfriend's consideration. So if she never found out, what would that change? You're at a bar, you see a random hoe, she wants to fuck. What's the reason to not fuck her if your girlfriend never finds out?
You know, just out of integrity, morals. I just feel
can't move past that. Like,
well, yeah, you just can't ask me to move past that.
Because your girl's not going to find out, so it doesn't matter.
It almost feels like I'm stabbing somebody in the back.
But she's not finding out, so it's okay.
I mean, I just wouldn't do it, though. If she's not going to find out.
Why?
Why would I live with that guilt when I could just go home and rub one out?
Why would you have guilt? She's not going to know.
But I could just rub one out, bro. It's not that...
Because
bro,
pussy's
porn
better.
Is nice.
Because pussy's better than rubbing one out.
Bro, you could have some pocket pussy these days, bro. I got sponsored by one. That shit is fire, bro. What, you feel like I'm not living my life to the fullest?
You shouldn't, in my opinion, like on a podcast like of elevating men, we shouldn't be advocating for pocket pussies.
In a case where you get to choose between a pocket pussy and cheating, I take the pocket pussy.
Yeah, but that keeps men down bad. Like when we're acting and doing fucking plastic out of consideration for our girls' feelings, you're putting your dick in a plastic thing made in a factory so you don't hurt your girls' feelings. That shit makes no sense. That's how you stay down bad.
But see,
we need to prioritize ourselves.
It could be, you know, this beautiful pleasure console, right? That could take your mind off of cheating with some random hoe, bro. I think it's all the vocabulary you use. It's like...
Yeah, but that makes you worse if fucking a plastic thing, like, affects everything else. Like, what you fuck, like, kind of like...
So, when you were with your first ex, right? So, when you were monogamous at that point, what switched for you?
I was in college and she went to a different school, so I was only seeing her 2-3 times a week, and I'd be out every night and I see bad bitches all the time, and like I could fuck, and I just realized like, oh, the only reason I'm not is because I just don't want to hurt my girl's feelings. It's not anything to do with me.
At some point you thought that was wrong of you to...
I realized it was a bullshit reason.
Did you discuss that with your girl?
No. I started thinking about it, but I didn't realize I wanted an open relationship at the time, no. I just realized like, oh, I want multiple pussy. But
you had consideration for your girl's feelings.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, fast forward to modern day. Do you guys fight over trying to open up the relationship?
Yeah, all the time, yeah.
All the time. Now, is that fight worth it?
It's worth it to build with your partner. And like arguing, although not ideal, every argument like has improved it a little bit. Like you work past, that's us working past it. We need to get better at that. We'd be fighting like last night. Oof.
That was a big fight.
Yeah, big fight again. Yeah. You know when you get in a relationship so long, you start fighting about fighting, and now you're arguing about not arguing, like shit like that. Like it was like a culmination of shit.
Do you think it would almost work better for you if like you kind of vetted the type of girls that are down for open relationship? Because I feel like if you look for girls that are very open about like polygamy.
Yeah, I don't want them.
Huh.
Because the open...
That's interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't want them. Because girls that are open... girls naturally don't want multiple dicks. That's just not what makes them happy. They want one good dick for their life. They want one loyal, good man dick. They don't need multiple.
Right.
So I like that. Just wouldn't wife one of those up because that's just a hoe in a hoe phase. She's fucking multiple guys.
But, you know, there are some girls who, you know, who speak about open relationships in a very, like, open and healthy way.
Yeah, but why would I want to wife somebody who's fucking other guys?
Because you're fucking other girls.
Right, because we've established... women have an emotional attachment to sex. We don't.
Not all guys have...
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's just... it's really bullshit. It's really bullshit. The female vaginal terms has just infected you and it's changed your belief. But it's just not true. Because the fact that you jerk off 4 times a week proves that. Girls don't watch porn. Girls don't really...
No, they do.
I know, but they don't. But they don't. When you go to Pornhub, what do you see? Porn for girls or porn for guys? When you go to X videos, what do you see? Porn for girls or porn for guys?
Bro,
I understand your girl. Like, I understand that. But porn is for guys. It is. Like, I know, bro, I know I'm generalizing.
Okay. Right.
Porn is overwhelmingly for guys.
Okay, yeah.
Because girls don't really watch. And when they do watch porn, it's like intimate, romantic couple. It's not physical. We'll watch porn, it's like a giant, greasy ass, and it's just like really a like, huge, harsh lighting.
No, you don't think some girls watch porn like to envision themselves getting fucked like that?
They, you know, girls watch porn and for the vibe. They like the vibe. It's always like a couple amateur video, and it's really romantic. And she likes the energy. Like, wow, it's not
girls,
any.
But they have fantasy. Girls have fantasy of getting fucked. Like,
it's the fantasy, but not really like the visual aspect like it is for guys. What was the original point? Let me finish the point.
Oh yeah, yeah, go.
Your point was why can I fuck other girls but she can't fuck other guys?
Yeah.
Because that makes me better at sex. And that makes me a better man. Like, exercising the hunt, getting other girls and practicing and still having game and, like, keeping my confidence up because I know I can get bitches. Like, that makes... I'm taking things and I'm learning it and applying it to my girl because I need to fuck her better. She doesn't fuck me. I fuck her.
Okay.
She's there, you know? Like, sex is good because of the man. Like, the girl, like... a girl can be horrible at sex and have great sex. If the guy sucks at sex, the sex is ass.
Mm-hmm.
The sex is ass. It's not gonna be good. And a girl, there's studies that show this, a girl who has a shit ton of bodies and is fucking a lot of guys, yeah. One, she's unhappy, like she starts acting irrationally, she doesn't make any sense. And it's just goes against female nature. Also, it doesn't make her better at sex. She's gonna be like thinking about, it's just gonna clog up her mind. She doesn't know how to separate that.
Well, I think people who just been in relationships longer are better at sex, in my opinion. I think they've had experience having a lot of sex with one person. It's just reps, getting your reps in regardless of who you're fucking.
Until they get bored of each other, until the relationship gets stale. My relationship with my girl has not gotten stale for a second, and a lot of it has to do with the openness. Like, we go to swinger parties and shit together.
Yeah.
Like, we've been to like 5 swinger parties together. We just went to one like last week.
How was that?
It was great. It was great. You know, like,
have you gotten over the fact that, you know?
You know, I did.
Oh, shit.
No, I did get over it. Like, that was the first time that I walked in there, and I was like, I said to her, like, we were waiting in line. I was like, you know what? Like, I don't care. I really don't care. Because we had broken up, and then we got back together, and then I got back with her, and I was thinking the whole time, like, I realized, oh, I don't need you. I don't need you. Okay. I don't, and there's no point in being worried if you leave, because if you want to leave, I'm not going to stay in this insecurity thing of like, I hope she stays.
Yeah.
If you want to leave, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to, and that mentality really helped me walk into like, oh, I don't care. And this swinger party, we didn't even fuck anybody else. We didn't fuck anybody else. But
so you fucked her in front of people is basically it.
Like towards like way at the end of the night. Yeah. Uh-huh. But like a lot of the party was just like dancing. There's other couples in there. Yeah. Like some guy brought his bitch in there and she's got a fat ass and we're both feeling it and stuff like that. And being around other couples and being around in an environment where you're capable, where sex is open and there's no attachment really.
Right.
It reinforces how much you want to be with her, because the whole time it's like I wasn't even thinking about other girls. I had the option to fuck other girls and be and like, you know, I grabbed some ass and titties and stuff. But it's like, this is my girl. Like, I would rather, you know, I've never even fucked another girl at a swinger party. I never wanted to.
So why would you want to fuck other girls, like, you know, when she's not around?
For a lot of the time, like, it's in reality. Like, if she starts acting up and like she's abusing me, then it's like, all right, you know what?
So it's out of spite, so most of the time.
No, it's because women hold this power of pussy. They can hold it hostage, and that's how they control you, is dangling the pussy. Like, I'm not gonna, and like, and when they're crying, you need to talk it out and like do the date, so then you can get the pussy. That's it's holding the power of pussy. So if I see you abusing that too much and you're like, hey, I'm gonna go for someone else. And now I have the power again, and I feel it myself, and I'm not abused, and I could be myself, and you're not gonna be unattracted to me. Because what women do when they hold the power of pussy, you get, they start and you become weaker. And then you go, oh, I'm sorry, baby. And then she becomes unattracted to you and she leaves you. My girl, she ain't gonna leave me, bro. She's not.
I mean, I could say the same, but I feel like I don't need to go through that process. But I don't think when shit hits the fan, we should just go out just like, all right, man, let me fuck another bitch. You know?
Why?
Let me get back on my purpose. Let me get back on my grind.
But why? Why can't you do that and fuck bitches?
Okay.
Well, you're not
because
telling
me. I need an emotional attachment to fuck.
You still haven't explained that. Like, why? That's such a female thing. Why?
I don't know. It gets my dick harder, bro.
The acceptance or something?
The comfort I build with another person. It's like, oh, I kind of fuck with you, you know, a little bit more than just like, all right, you're a random hooker. Because random hookers, it's like, all right.
Not a hooker, a hoe. Hooker's a paid.
Yeah, but
you've never seen a bitch at a bar. You never just wanted to just take a bitch's head and just bleh, and just choke her with it and just make bleh, and she's gonna make all these noises and just leave.
Nah, I really? I'd rather watch.
You've never got head and dipped?
Like, at least known the girl somehow to some extent. Yeah.
Why? Why do you respect women so much? What the fuck wrong with you, bro?
Yeah,
why are you out here respecting women?
I ain't gonna lie, yeah, I'm not valid.
Sex
valid.
Is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta realize that, like, sex is a disrespectful act.
It is.
So stop, like, your thing, like, he needs to be special and emotional.
No, don't get
that's
me wrong.
That's female because she's getting fucked and she doesn't want to feel used and like a whore.
But in the bedroom, like, once sex happens, I'll still do all that. But then after the sex wraps up, I'm like, hey,
why can't you
all right?
Just
some water?
Do the disrespectful shit?
Like,
even I can do the disrespect. I can make a bitch choke and like cry and then still go, oh, I love you, baby. Give her a kiss, like give you a little water, and then I'm gonna leave. It's an illusion, but like, you really care? Like, okay, how many one night stands have you had? Like
maybe one.
Jesus.
Yeah. The rest, I've like, you know, I'm macked on at the bar, and then, you know, the next day I got a hotel, or like I took him out or something. Like, at least there's a conversation.
Do you see how you're doing that? Like, why are you doing all this?
Because
foreplay.
Because it makes the sex a little bit better.
No, it doesn't.
Whoa.
For her, you can do that without paying for the hotel. It's just, it's all a mind game. It's just, it's
but
all
hotel sex is fire, bro.
It is. But do you see how you're getting abused a little?
Am I?
You're finding a girl.
It's
to
an experience, in my opinion. I think.
What's better? Okay, but in that experience, what's better than the pussy? Like, what, you really like talking to her that much? What the fuck do you remember that she said that was interesting? Or was it you making conversation the whole time and entertaining her? Bro, girls don't have personalities. They have nothing to talk about. They're not funny. They're not funny. When is the last time you've heard a guy say, like, yo, bro, bring my girl to this party. She's really funny. My girl tells the best stories.
But I don't think guys do that either. Yo, my boy, he tells the best.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yo, you know that guy like Nick, the fat dude, bro? Bring him in. That guy mad funny. Yo, Nick, say the thing. I hate bitches. Ah, Nick, you know? Girls are like, yeah, well, that's not, you shouldn't say that. They're not fun. They don't have to be, bro. On those fucking hotel dates, what do you remember that they said that was interesting?
Man, that's a good question.
Absolutely nothing. They talk about astrology, about what classes they're taking, about their major, and about, like, my siblings, what's your favorite color? You make all the conversation. You're making her laugh. Bro, you're putting on a show and paying for dinner to get some pussy, bro. And you think you've deluded in thinking, oh, it's the experience. That's her experience. You're getting joy from making her laugh. Has nothing to do with her. You came in here, thought you were gonna tell me about my relationship.
No, you had your shit ready. Okay.
I mean, I just think about this shit all the time.
All right. So, what do you think is your ideal relationship? Two girlfriends, one girlfriend, and side hoes.
I want one main.
Okay.
And then I want us to have a girlfriend. And like she's got our own room in the house. I want to get a nice crib, yeah. Me and my wife, and then we have a girlfriend. And then we also have a side. The trickle down system. Nobody comes above my wife, but we have a girlfriend. And they do girlfriend shit together. And then we also have some side that I can like fuck with like separately. You know, you gotta be reasonable. If you're gonna ask for that many women, You gotta be able to let them fuck other. If you gotta let the option open, you cannot make any rules or else it's gonna fuck up the system. You cannot force her to do anything. Because the better thing, if you really want monogamy, you really don't want your girl to fuck other bitches, you can't make her. You can't tell, don't tell her to unfollow anyone. Don't tell her to block anyone. Just explain to her what it is. Explain it to her. Tell her how you're gonna treat her differently. But don't ever be insecure like they do. Don't be like, can you please unfollow her?
Right.
It literally just builds animosity and resentment, and she's gonna do it anyway. So don't do that. Just let her, you can say fuck her however you want.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So at these swinger parties, right, has there been another case of like you saw her fucking another guy and you were okay with it?
Yeah, there's one couple there in their like 40s.
Uh-huh.
Like I fucked his wife, like his wife is giving me, and they're cool people.
Right.
That's an example of like when there's like, men have this thing where it's like, I'm gonna take your bitch.
Right.
This like possessive thing.
Right.
There's some people that I've seen at multiple parties. They're great people, bro.
Yeah.
They're like a doctor and dentist.
Are they usually older people?
Yeah, we're by far the youngest people there.
Right.
By far. And they're all usually ugly. It's like, I don't need it. I can, that's why I like fucking other bitches, because like I can fuck a bad bitch. Bad bitches don't really go to swinger parties except with their man. It's not the, you know, and I was, you know, I've been fine with it.
You saw it go down and you were.
I've seen it happen.
Does it turn you on?
No, not at all. No. The whole time it's like, man, this fucking whore, bro. Look at her. Disrespectful.
Really?
But no, I have no cuck. I have no cuck part of me, bro.
Oh, okay.
Nah. Like, people call me that because I go to the swinger party. Yeah, for real, bro. Yeah, like, the shit literally, I had to, like, I got, like, PTSD, like, nightmares about the shit.
Oh,
for
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. After the first time seeing that, like, I had literally had nightmares. There's no part of me that takes pleasure of it. The reason I tried that, I do that, and people misconstrue that on the podcast, was to get over the jealousy. Right. Because if you think about it, there is no reason, really, why I should feel scared that my girlfriend is fucking other people. There is no real, the fear is that she's gonna leave you to go to another person. But at the end of the day, sex is just an action. It really is, right? Like, you attach all these emotions and connections to it, but so if you can separate that and get over that fear, and she sees me do that and allow that to happen, then she's gonna understand.
But she's getting fucked. Do you feel like you could maybe find some cuck tendencies in here to maybe like enjoy it a little bit more?
Nah, bro, I'm not a cuck.
Nah?
No.
Because I feel like if you start going to more swinger parties and you're like, oh, maybe this is kind of hot that she's getting fucked like this.
It's not. I take absolutely zero pleasure from that, yeah.
Really? You don't think you would ever?
You think I do?
I mean, I'm just saying.
I really don't.
You might actually enjoy that a little bit more.
I don't like dudes, bro. I don't want to see dick.
But you're seeing your girl getting fucked.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to see like dick. Period. Like what I hate about swinger parties, I'll tolerate it to like for the open relationship.
Uh-huh.
I just hate balls. I hate dick. I don't like men, bro. Men are gross and annoying, bro. Like seeing them, especially in their sexual like men, like when they're horny, look like.
Yeah.
They look hungry.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ew, bro.
Yeah.
And we'll go into a sex party, like something I always have to get over. Like, because a lot of times there's a bar and it looks like a club.
Right.
And we'll walk in and.
Are they naked? Is there?
No. A lot of times, generally no. But like seeing the looks from men looking at my girl, like.
Yeah.
hungry is not, oof. Don't like that.
That doesn't faze you? That doesn't scare you for, like, deter you from going to more of these parties?
Well, I'm not scared of losing my girl. That's what I got, how I got over it. If she wants to be with somebody else, she can. There's absolutely no point in worrying about it. Like, what is the point of being insecure about your girl leaving? It doesn't do anything. It doesn't help.
Yeah.
It does nothing. It's more attractive. The fact that if you're threatened or if you're like, another guy's fucking my girl better than, literally makes you more unattractive.
Yeah,
to her.
Yeah, no.
You're less of a man. If I don't care what she does, if it doesn't faze me, she's more turned on, like, wow.
No, I think that is more attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, but there is that overarching fear that women don't really need to deal with that. That men treat women like with this possessive nature. Uh-huh. And sometimes, like at that last swinger party, my girl is dancing with like a couple other girls on the dance floor, yeah. And like me and the guys, the boyfriends are like off to the side, like, yeah, look at them.
Yeah.
They're like grabbing each other's titties and just being feminine, like, uh-huh, whatever. Ooh, we're so girly.
Yeah.
And then there's these two hunters. I don't know why they were there. Two single guys. Always fucks up the vibe at a swinger party. Swinger, like, single guys should not be allowed because you got nothing to offer. No, right, nobody wants you there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, why would you show up without anything to bring to the table? It's just...
Yeah, you're only going there to take.
Yeah, it's like, get the fuck out of here. I don't even know why I let him in. And I see them, like, the girls are dancing, like, and I see this guy, like, with the hungry face, and, like, my girl's just dancing, and, like, you know when guys are at a club, and, like, they're trying to get a girl to twerk on them, so you start doing, like, the crotch, like... You know, like, trying to, like, she's twerking here, so you're trying to, like,
get her. He's trying to move in.
Uh-huh. Right. And I see her, you see him trying to do that with the hungry face, and my girl's not aware of it. She's dancing with the other girls, and she wouldn't like that. I know her.
Right.
So I tap her, I'm like, come over here. And she's like, oh, like, and sees that. So we keep dancing on everything, and the other boyfriend's kind of like, yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
And they keep trying to, like, do the crotch walk on people.
Yeah.
They keep taking L's. It's like 30 minutes go by, and, like, I'm dancing with my girl. It's a swinger party, so she's being, like, you know, a little psyched. And then I see him, like, standing up to the wall too, looking like, and I know what the fuck he's thinking. I know what he's thinking. She's not aware of it all. The girls are like, la la la. And that's what, like, a little bit, the frustration of being a man is, like, you can't ever fully enjoy that experience because you always kind of have to keep your guard up because someone's always trying to take your girl.
Well,
because
you're at a swinger party.
It's the same energy even in clubs and bars going out. I always need to keep my head on a swivel when I'm out with my girl because, like, even if I look away for a second, some guy, like, grabs her arm.
Right.
Or, like, tries, like, yo, what's up, baby? Like, doing shit too. You always need to be literally like her bodyguard going out in New York City. Always got to be on point. So I'm on point. She's dancing, having fun. I feel like I'm babysitting low-key. Like,
All right,
she's having a fun time. Like, just watching. And then when they're about to leave, they ain't getting no bitches, bro. The guy points to me and says, I'm going to take your bitch. I'm going to take your bitch.
Yes,
at a swinger party, bro.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, the whole point of this is to be open and have fun.
Right.
You literally violated that whole shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, we just laughed about it. Like, there's nothing to say.
Yeah.
Bro, you didn't get no bitches. And you didn't take her. He's saying that because he's pissed off that he's mad. But it's just like, and I'm just like, wow, like, that shit really fucking annoyed me. And we're at the swing, and everyone else, like, just dropped it. But I'm here like, fuck, bro. Like, it's ringing in my head, this fucking guy pointing at me saying that, like, fuck, like, it really pissed me off. But you just have to get past the fact that it's male ego, it's insecurity.
Yeah.
You just got to move past it. He's not taking my bitch, but that's why I had the same thing as you. Like, what do you think of a guy fucking your girl? Like, that's the fear, because men are possessive and will, like, it's more about, a lot of it is about you. Like, I took your bitch. Like, it's a man up thing.
Mm.
Women, it's just like, I'm horny. They just want to get dick from a guy with, you know, they don't really try to take like we do.
Yeah. Well, some girls still like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna take your man.
That's true, but it's not the same. Like, a girl wouldn't be like, I'm gonna take your man. Like, that isn't.
Yeah.
That's such a man.
They don't do it abrasively like
that. Yeah, especially not the loss. Like, he's doing it to fix his. That's such a man thing that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of the resentment comes from, that women don't even think about that shit.
Even in my current relationship, like, you know, when she goes out to parties, when I'm not around. Here's the thing. I trust my girl, though. It also depends on what type of girl you have. Like, some girls are a little bit more reserved, shy.
She's a party girl.
She goes out.
So she's twerking on guys.
Yeah, I don't think she... No, she's not twerking on guys. No.
She has.
Huh?
She has. If she's going out partying
Here's the thing. That's where my non-attachment comes in. I'm like, yo, if, like...
It is what it is.
I'm not there. I can control it, you know? And then Fresh and Fit talks about, oh, yeah, like, if you my girl, she can't have social media. She can't have... So are these valid
ways? That's stupid. That's not... They're misconstrued. They're trying to control... You can't control your girl with rules. We're better than them. You got to control them with your mind.
Mm.
You, because that's the better way to, that's what she wants. Like, she wants to feel connected. And if you have, that's what everyone likes connection for. Just like, I'm here because I want to be with you.
Yeah.
Not anything you're telling me to do, I want to. And it's, they should be teaching men, like, you can really pimp your girl to, you can control her mind to not want to do that shit.
Yeah.
Telling her to delete Instagram theoretically changes nothing. It doesn't change her desire. Mm-hmm. If she wants to fuck other guys, she will. Mm-hmm. You telling her to unfollow people, it realistically changes nothing. All it does is, like, helps your insecurity. Like, when you look at her Instagram, oh, look at these guys she's following. That's all it does. It satisfies that, but it doesn't change her desire.
Right, like,
her desire.
Yeah.
Not her following list.
Yeah, she still have, like, friends.
That was a bar? That was good?
That was a bar.
All right,
that was a bar. Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, she still have friends. She still got coworkers. You know, she's exposed to guys some other way, form of fashion. And then Instagram, I guess it takes away the leading source of problems. But... again, yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to control.
And it also just encourages lying and cheating. Like, when you set those rules, they're gonna be broken. And now you have a reason. You're setting up a reason to fight and be upset.
Yeah. Well,
I don't. You know what? I don't tell my girl to do anything, bro. I literally tell her, you can fuck whoever you want. You can fuck whoever you want.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to.
Exactly.
Last night, here's what the fight was about.
Uh-huh.
And we watched this episode of Family Guy right after, and it literally just proved my point.
Uh-huh.
So there's a scene in Family Guy from season 5 where Stewie and Brian are, like, talking about, like, how to get women, and they see Quagmire in the house across.
Mm.
It's like, look how Quagmire does it. And then he sees the girl running out of the house. She's like, you're a sick man. You're sick. Yeah. What do the neighbors think about a whore in the street? And then the girl's like, the girl's like, a whore? I guess I better go back in. And she walks back in. And I'm like, you see what the same thing just happened with us. Maybe I'm saying too much, but I think it's a good point, and I'm sorry, like, I don't, fuck. It's not bad. All right, so we broke up for, like, a couple weeks, and she fucked two guys.
Oh.
Fuck, Jen, I shouldn't be telling anybody, bro. So she fucked two guys during the breakup, right?
Uh-huh.
And we got back together, and I noticed, or I didn't even check. I knew that she was still following them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I brought it up, like, you still following those guys on Instagram? She's like, why? What's wrong with that? There were so many reasons that was wrong. Because she's pressed me about side girls. She doesn't want me to have side girls.
Right.
She doesn't want me to fuck girls twice.
Right.
She doesn't want me following these girls. She doesn't want me entertaining them.
Right.
And she violated, like, so many of the rules that she brought up during the relationship by continuing to follow this guy. Because she saw him twice. She already fucked him. She wanted to see him more by following him. And it's technically, she's a side, to him,
yeah,
she's a side bitch. That's what a side, like, when, if you,
that, that's the word.
That's true. And, like, she didn't understand that. So I needed to, instead of saying, can you unfollow him? I needed to explain to her why, like, you need to go a level deeper. Honestly,
yeah.
I do want her unfollowed, yeah. But I needed to find out the reason, because that wasn't enough good, that's not a good reason to tell her.
Yeah.
Instead of even asking her, I'm like, you realize you're a side hoe, right?
Right.
And she's like, what? Like, it was a big argument, like, getting around it. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Like, you know, like,
she really doesn't think that.
She didn't realize it. It was naive, because she's like.
That's very naive.
Yeah, because she's like, oh, he doesn't know that I was broken up and I had a boyfriend. Like, he doesn't know.
So to her, she thinks this is a valid gay dating candidate?
She said she was keeping him as an option in case I broke up with her again. And I'm like, option is side hoe. Option is what a side hoe is.
Mm.
So I was explaining to her, like, it's okay. Like, you need to admit it. Like, you are a side hoe. What? And she's like, I don't think I am. It's like, it doesn't matter what you think. He thinks, and we know, yeah. That's what a side hoe is. So you can be a side hoe to him. Go ahead.
Well, you could test her gangster and be like, yo, text him right now and set up a date.
That's stupid. That's stupid. No, that doesn't matter. I just said, like, just, it's okay. You could do it. You could fuck whoever you want.
Mm.
You can. I'm not going to tell you don't follow anyone. Just know that you're a side hoe. She's like, that's fine. I'm like, all right. So I'm going to treat you like a side hoe. And then she threatened to leave and everything. And then, like, that was right before, like, just like the Family Guy episode. She was ready to leave.
Yeah.
She had her bags packed. And I said, all right, go fuck him then.
Yeah.
Ho. Side ho. And then she stood there. Came back. Came right back in. Why? I mean, because I showed her a valid reason. Didn't show her any insecurities. And she didn't like... You know what it is? She would have been okay with the side hoe comment if she didn't see the difference in my treatment. I don't treat my girlfriend like a side, because she's not a hoe. My girlfriend gets that treatment because she's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
If she's somebody else's side hoe, I'm not treating you like, I'll still fuck with you. Damn. That doesn't affect, but I'm not.
Damn.
Your treatment changes. And she needed to see that.
How long after the breakup did that happen?
Not that long, bro.
Fuck.
Not that long. I also fucked two bitches during the breakup, so it's equal. But I'm like, two? Really? Yeah. That was a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her justification was that, like, in the year we were together, she didn't fuck anybody in the open relationship. She didn't fuck any, besides swinger parties, yeah. She didn't fuck it. I fucked, like, in the, like, 20. We broke up. She didn't break any rule.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I don't need her.
That still sucks.
Why?
That initial feeling. That happened to me in, like, the previous relationship. After we broke up, she fucked a guy. I heard it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she fucked two, bro. Two. And it, like, that's what it is. You need to eat it up. You can't even let it sting. Because really, there's no point, and it just makes you more unattractive, and it'll just weigh you down and infect your life. Just think about it. All right, bro. Fuck it, man. She wants him. She can go to him. I don't care if you leave, bro. That's really the only option as men we have. We don't have the if you want a good relationship, you don't have the opportunity to be emotional and insecure like women are. You have to lead. You can't, there's no leader. Like, imagine a leader of an army. Oh my God, the soldier fought for someone else before. It's just, right. You need to be you always need to be secure, or else it goes nowhere.
Are you guys back together now?
Yeah.
You guys?
Yeah.
Did that time apart help strengthen the relationship?
Yes and no. I thought the fights would simmer down, but they... You know, I kind of realized that, you know what, maybe if I've been doing this for a year, I kind of like the arguing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No.
That must be true, bro.
It's draining, don't you think?
It's so draining.
That's
but it provides so much fuel for my videos. So much of the shit I talk about is stuff that, like, I've argued about. Like, I just recorded this video asking people, how much do you lie? Because my girlfriend has always pressed me, like, honesty is the biggest thing. Lying is the biggest thing. And I've, like... The reason you lie is because I know that you can't handle the truth. Like, you're not capable of hearing it. That's every reason that someone lies, and everybody lies, and everybody has the same reason. Right. So I'm trying to figure out, like, she called me a liar because, like, I've not told the full truth about, like, openness and stuff like that. But there's so many levels to how girls lie that nobody keeps them accountable for. Like, when they're emotional, they'll say shit that makes no sense and that they know is wrong. And they're just doing it because I'm emotional. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. That's a lie. We know you're not fine, but nobody calls that a lie. You get what I'm saying? Women, they don't get called out on their bullshit.
No, that is. Yeah, you're not being truthful with it is.
Right. But that's not considered a lie for some reason. So, like, I've felt like I'm the liar. Okay, but let's dissect lying. Let's figure that out. So these arguments have really fueled a lot of good discussions and moral things that have stemmed from, like, fighting in my relationship.
So post-breakup, right, you know, getting back into the game, did you... Was it easy to just, you know, get back? All right, word. I'm single now. I'm at a club. Time to rizz up a girl. Like,
really easy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how do you?
Because I never switch the single guy shit off. You need to. Right. You can't switch it off.
To an extent, yeah, yeah. You always
need to have insurance stuff. Policy for your business. Your business can never stop.
How do you personally rizz up a girl? What's your go to? You see a girl at a bar.
I think I just become the guy I think they want to hear. I think that they want. You know what I'm saying? I just play the role. So if I'm with an astrology girl, I'm a spiritual guy. If I'm with activism girl, care about the climate. Climate change is bad. Black lives matter, you know? If she's like a home, like a cooking, like, then yeah, I'm looking for a girl to build a relationship with. Then I'm like father figure, you know?
So you could tailor the
you just
personality.
Play the role. You, it's really easy to see what they want immediately. It just be that guy.
So you got a go-to conversation starter or like a...
Go-to conversation starter?
I don't know.
You know what? A lot of guys, like, I went out with my friend the other day. Uh-huh. They think that, like, yo, I want to go talk to that girl, bro. What should I say?
Yeah.
And it's like, you're already fucking it up. You're already fucking it up. Because you can never put her above you.
Also, you shouldn't think too much before you approach. You just go up, say what's
up. You have to go up with a reason. Girl, like, if you go up like, hi, uh-huh. I think you're cute. That's okay. Yeah. Dead. The conversation doesn't go anywhere. You need to have a reason for her to keep talking. So I'll go up to a girl and be like, you would be pretty if your hair wasn't so, like, that shit is so, I don't know what you're doing, but you could be pretty.
What do you mean?
And fucking, it's all from there.
You don't insult a lot of girls when you do that?
That's, yeah, whatever, bro.
Yeah.
They like it. They like it's better than a comp. They hear comments all the time.
Right.
I won't say that. I'm saying that's like something Patrice. I wouldn't talk to her for no reason. I wouldn't go up and be like, hey, I think you're pretty.
Yeah.
Because that gives you the power.
Also, it's just too generic.
No, it sets it off on an uneven level playing field because I'm better than you. I am. I had this realization during the breakup. I was, I went on a date with this girl.
Uh-huh.
And she's a babysitter.
Uh-huh.
We're the same age. And she has the same self-esteem as me. We walk around, people come up, oh, yo, bro, fuck with your videos, bro. Fuck with your videos. Walk with her. You're so beautiful. I love your hair. Thank you. Wow, thank you. You love your dress. Thank you.
That's a compliment.
Why are we getting the same compliments? I've worked for 9 fucking years, B. Like, hustling, making all these fucking videos to hear that. You know what you did? Showered, put on, like...
Oh, they put on some makeup, you know, they look
pretty.
That
I paid for?
I
paid for your nails. Like, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You're a babysitter. We're not equal. I'm better than you.
But you know, that's what the world is. You know, if you're a you're a successful man.
So realize that. So you got it. But don't accept that, because I am better than you. You got nothing going on, bro. You're a girl in college who babysits.
Like, you can't. You gotta put them down.
Yeah, because what the fuck? You ain't shit, bitch. What the fuck you got, bro? You can't even give me a conversation. Girls will sit down like, okay, what music do you listen to?
I don't know.
What movies you like?
I don't know.
Bro, I'll dip out on the day if they're giving me dry ass.
You know when they start having like conversations like, I don't know, do you like Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I love Breaking Bad. What else? Hell, do more.
I wouldn't even talk to girls like
that. But yes, you do. You said yourself that you've been entertaining girls. You can't say one interesting you said.
Okay, but no, if it's like really a girl like that,
That's all like, bro.
That's not all of them.
What do they talk about? Huh? What do they talk about? Are they funny? Are they funny? Do they entertain you?
But they give good conversation sometimes. Right?
About what?
About
astrology?
Pop culture.
Kim is like, I can't believe Kim's like ass is. What do they talk about pop culture, bro?
I don't know.
Did you see what Pete Davidson tweeted?
Ugh.
That's what they talk about.
Damn.
What do they talk about? For real?
Being single sucks. I ain't gonna lie. You gotta have this. I just realized. Yeah. You gotta have conversations that you don't give two fucks about.
No, bro. Damn. And you pretend. You're all deluding yourself. We're all deluding ourselves by pretending like we enjoy it.
Being in a relationship, yeah. Because you find one girl that you could talk to.
You gotta keep it, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it around. If you find a genuine connection, but you gotta hold on to that, because these bitches are fucking boring, bro. Boring. And not funny. Just nothing.
Do you think you're looking at the wrong places, too?
Like, you know what, bro? Because why do you relate to what I'm saying? Why does every guy listening to this knows what I'm talking about? They don't have to learn how to be
no,
funny.
But I feel like if you go to maybe like a conference, it's different than if you go to
a conference. Ball. So what, a girl in a suit now? Like
not a suit, but you know, maybe like a convention.
What convention, bro?
Something that you're interested in.
Man, it doesn't make any difference with the girl. It's the overall ideas of society that affect them. Girls don't need to learn how to have personalities because the value of their pussy puts us on the same level as guys who are doctors. This babysitter said that she goes on guys that dates in their 40s, like these millionaire financial guys. She's a fucking 23-year-old babysitter, bro. And that's no, and she doesn't have any ego problem with that.
Did you know this going into the date? This is a 23-year-old.
Yeah, bro, I knew. But I was sitting down eating with her like, why is she not, like, she's fine right now. She doesn't care. Like, and I'm way better than you. If I was sitting down, like, eating dinner with someone that much better, I would be, like, interested, asking questions, trying to learn. She's just
so why don't you take girls that are more interesting on dates?
Because they don't need this. Like, they don't have to be interesting. They don't have to.
Do you think the prettiest ones are not interesting?
The prettier you are, the more boring you are. So annoying, because, like, sometimes I'll meet a fat bitch or, like, a dyke or just a girl, like, an ugly girl, and I'm like, whoa, you're funny. I like you. I like you, bro. You fucking dope. And I'm hanging out with her, and I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then I notice she's horny, and I'm like, oh, I don't like you like that. And I'm like, oh, now I get it. I'm friend-zoning this bitch. And it sucks. Men are trash, bro. Because the only reason I can't establish a relationship with you is because you don't got to ask like I want. We're visual. It sucks, bro.
Yeah, but, you know, she could be a dope homegirl, right? Yeah. And now she knows the pretty girls, and, you know,
just don't want to look at you.
Damn. Yo, does body count matter for you?
It wouldn't be a deciding factor, but I have realized that, like, body count is not the same for guys and girls. Mm-hmm. Like, a high body count for a girl should be alarming. A high body count for a guy is a good thing. For them, in the dating world.
Okay.
A high body count means a better man. A high body count for a girl means a used up girl. It means a girl with a lot more problems.
Well, I think either way, you should have the highest body count of all time, you know? You shouldn't be achieving a record.
Yeah, but men don't lose any value by having a high body count. Women lose value by, like, the more bodies they have. That's true. It shouldn't exceed your age. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If you're 25, you got more than 25 bodies, and it should be one dick a year.
Yeah, but I think that math is also a little skewed.
Right, because 18. Yeah, I know, but, like, you get to catch up. Right. You get to catch up for lost time. Okay. It should not...
Because sometimes, you know, they're in a relationship, they don't have dick for, like, 2 years, maybe, you know? And then you could count the rest of the years, right? So it's like...
What's your cap? I think that's fair. I shouldn't exceed your
cap. For me, bro, I think half your age.
Half your age? Yeah. I like the challenge, you know?
I don't like the idea that, like, yo, she's that many dicks. And, like, you don't know what she did with all these other guys. And I just, like, it fucks up. The more the dick, the more I'm just like, oh, my God. What did he
Yeah. If it really bothers you that much, you find another girl. Like, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think all the girls I've dated had a single digit body count. You know,
it's multiplied by three.
It's not okay. Well, let's talk about jealousy a little bit. When you talked about the guy that was like a predator coming to the. Come into the club that wanted to fuck your girl and like, all these other girls, right? And at the end, he was like, oh, yeah, I fuck you, bitch. See how guys get when they, like, really hunt pussy, right? And that's the beauty about jerking off, bro. It takes that fucking disgusting, like, away. Because it's like, all right, I'll go home and rub one out. That's fine.
Don't you see how you're, like, kind of stripping away some of your manness by doing that?
But some of that madness is kind of disgusting. It's vulgar. It's abrasive.
The feeling is there. He did it the wrong way because he's insecure. But that, like, you need some of that. If you just, like, pocket pussy that away, like, it does weaken you. Fucking hoes just, like, keeps you on point, you know? I just want to feel the best, like, after the day after just getting some new pussy. just, like, ready to take on the day, you know? It's like skipping, doing this thing when I walk. You know, like, new pussy. It was great, man.
Oh, man. So you get back to the crib and your girl starts fighting you.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever be in a place of, like, I just can't seem to find a single girl that is content with me being in a open relationship?
But you have to earn it. You have to earn it. Like, how are you making your girl come every time?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think she's, like, completely satisfied sexually?
Yeah, I think she's completely
satisfied. Then she should have no reason to. Like, unless if you're lacking, then you don't have the privilege to ask. You got to think about it from her perspective. Her business is running, like, okay, she doesn't really want you to be open, but if you're giving her the best dick available.
But I don't even she think won't it's dick, too. I think it's also, like,
the connection.
Connection provide. I gotta, like, financially provide.
So it's everything.
It's everything.
It's everything, yeah. A lot of the fighting and the arguments, it's bigger than just the openness. It has a lot to do with trust issues and stuff like that, and things bigger than the open relationship. I think that even if I was in a monogamous relationship, we'd still be fighting significantly. Like, sometimes it'd be editing, and she's like, what? Remember the fucking girl that we did the video, we were outside at MSG, and there was the one girl I got her Instagram at the end?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we did, like, the fit check or some shit?
Yeah.
I was editing that video, and she's laying in my bed watching me edit that video,
oh.
And it's midnight, and I'm like, I really gotta grind tonight, I wanna put this video out, like, I'm editing mode, you feel me? Like, this is the zone. Why were you talking to in the video? What?
Why do you think it's okay for you to talk to, you can just talk to a girl in here? You can just get her number?
Like, bro, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that has nothing to do with open. I didn't even think that was, that's just video shit, bro.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? A lot of our biggest fights, it's more about, like, trust and communication and all the same relationship. It has nothing to do with the open thing. That's insane, bro. I'm editing you really right now.
I would know that she would have a reaction like that, so I probably wouldn't be editing.
Yeah, but it's my apartment, my computer. I'm working right now. Like, I don't want to ever, like, edit myself for a bullshit reason.
Well, she should also know that, too. It's for videos, for entertainment.
Girls justify anything when they're emotional. Anything they do is justified. They just act. They just go.
Yeah. Now, at that point, do you cater to the... Or are you firm? Are you...
I'm firm, bro. Like, I was pissed off.
But do you, like, attack her emotion with your emotion? With
no, I go logic.
Emotion?
You can't go... Emotion does not fight emotion. Logic. Logic beats emotion.
Right.
That's what it boils down to. Every female-male argument. It's emotions versus logic. Can't get emotional.
But that's the thing. A lot of times, guys, it's emotionally fueled logic, right? Don't you
think? That's still logic.
Right.
Girls have no... In that, they don't have logic, bro. When they're emotional, it's just, you made me feel this way. But there's no reason or bigger. It's just, I'm mad. That's it. That's how far it goes. Emotionally driven logic is... That's still logic.
Now, do you think if you saw some shit like that from her, you would bring it up?
No. I showed you the same example. Like, no, I would just act accordingly. If I saw her doing ho shit, I'm gonna treat you like a ho. Why would I, like, start, I didn't like the way you... I'm just kidding. Okay, you a ho now. Get me?
Yeah.
Like, just downgrade you.
Right.
And she didn't like the downgraded feel. Doesn't feel good.
It don't
feel good.
Do you think the best part about dating and relationships is, like, at the beginning when there's, like, no emotions involved and, like, you're juggling multiple girls?
Yeah, that's my happy place.
I think that's, like, every man's happy place.
That's what I was with my girl. She was, like, a rotation girl. Things were going great. She started applying pressure, and then I caved in. But, no, ideally, that's what it is, because I don't need... I'm good with that.
So why do you think when she applied pressure, that's when, you know, you stated exactly what you wanted, and... at that moment in time, you stayed what you wanted.
I was bullshitting her. I started lying to her for her feelings. Like, she started finding out about other girls, and I was, like, downplaying it. I wasn't being truthful. I was just trying to, like...
So I think that's where the problem lies then, right? Because if at that moment, like, when she wanted the relationship...
Yeah. I should have...
You stated exactly...
I edited her for her feelings instead of being truthful to what I wanted. And what I was doing was I was threatened by her leaving. I was... You get what I'm saying? And the thing is, if you're righteous and you really, like, are a solid man, like, everything...
Yeah.
And she threatens to leave and you righteously stay, she'll also stay.
Right.
I didn't know that back then. Back then, if I had said what I wanted, she would have been... and left, came back the next day. That's what would have happened.
Yeah.
She doesn't think so, but that's female nature. Because if you have a real reason and a philosophy behind what you do, and you're true to yourself, they'll be emotional in the moment, but they can't ignore the facts.
Yeah, and at that point, like, y'all were already having a good time. You was fucking good. You was, like, taking on good dates.
Trips and everything.
Yeah, everything. So that was, at that point, that was your moment to be, to state exactly what you wanted in the relationship.
Nah, but I was overstepping my rotation privileges.
Oh, you was fucking a whole lot of different...
That and, like, I don't want to talk about the podcast, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I fucked up.
Okay.
I fucked up.
That's why I think, like, for you to live this lifestyle, I think you need to be truthful with, like, every girl.
You do. You know, like, some of them were strippers and stuff like that. And, you know, hoes, you can be honest with, they don't feel any type of way. But, like, good girls really have a hard time handling the truth. And I didn't want to hurt her feelings. I wasn't used to a girl, like, that invested in my feelings. Like, she was like, whoa, like, you really care. Like, damn, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right.
So I started lying.
So that's what I'm saying. You still got, like... a lot of, like, caring, emotional caring for girls, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, but it's not honest with your lifestyle. If you're honest with your lifestyle, you state to these good girls, like, hey, you know, I have all these girls I'm fucking, and...
An understanding,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, if you still want to stay with me, you can. If you want to go, feel free to go.
I should have did that back then, yeah.
Right. I think that's where it's like there's some type of misalignment, which leads to fights and
yeah. And I didn't know the flaw. I should have just did what I do now, just allowed you to leave. I should not have been afraid to take an L.
Yeah,
you can never be afraid about the loss of a girl.
Yeah, well, I think you learned that lesson from, like, these swinging parties and
Yeah, always be ready to take an L.
Yeah, I think that's a good conclusion. I feel like I figured something out here. Let the people understand Sneeko.
Yeah,
a little bit.
All
right.
Fuck, I always finish this up like, damn, I aired out all my business. I'm sorry. Yo, I swear to God, if your family's watching, like, I love her. It's all satire. It's all satire.
Right. Yeah.
It's not even about her. I'm talking about
the hypothetical
girlfriend that it's not real. For real.
Hey, well, thank you, brother, for hopping on the Down Bad podcast.
Down Bad.